Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sy Musiker. Transit riders around the Bay Area are getting coal in their stockings, a combination of rate hikes and service cuts taking effect in the new year. Muni is raising fares on visitor passports and fast passes. The Valley Transportation Authority, serving Santa Clara County, cuts back on service January 11th, and AC Transit directors voted last week to cut service starting in March. Here's the reactions of three bus riders today in downtown Oakland.
Well, I think the first thing they should do is make everybody that's on the board of directors of AC Transit take the bus to work so that they would be in touch with the common people.
Raising the prices of AC Transit is doing a disservice to the community and doesn't make any sense. And I don't think it's fair or right.
I have a college student who takes the bus every day to and from Hayward to Alameda Community College. And it's a real hardship for her. And in our neighborhood, the buses run very seldom as it is.
The voices of Martin Watley, Thomas Johnson, and Margaret Rivas. Here's another voice. Rod Diridon is executive director for the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State. Mr. Diridon, these transit agencies are cutting service because they're trying to close big budget deficits. But I wonder if you think that's a losing game. What happens to ridership and fare revenues when transit districts cut service?
Well, Sy, it's really a downward spiral that once it starts, it's very hard to reverse. You increase fares, you cut service, you reduce ridership, so you have less revenue, so you have to increase fares and cut service, and it just goes down. It isn't these transit agencies that are wanting to do that, of course. It's the lack of funding, both coming from Sacramento as well as from the local sales and property taxes that have been the primary funding sources for the transit programs.
So do you see alternatives for these agencies? What advice would you give them about trying to maintain service but close the budget gaps?
Well, they are doing what they have to do right now. They have to get the riders to share a little bit more in that cost, and they have to be careful that they don't increase the fares to the point of what's called elasticity conversion, the point at which serious demand is reduced because of the price. But they also have to recognize that President Obama is trying to help at the national level. He's doing what FDR did back in the Great Depression by spending money on infrastructure, most especially mass transportation, and also providing some subsidy for the operation of mass transportation systems. Now, it's not enough to offset the serious reduction in revenue, but it does help.
So the state has been actually raiding transit funds as well the past few years to help balance the state budget, but the courts have ruled that the state has to pay back these transit funds. Will that make a significant difference?
Well, Sy, it sure will, but it isn't going to come soon.
Right. The courts say they have to pay it back. They didn't say when.
That's right. The problem is it may be years before those funds are paid back, and the court didn't put a deadline on it. So I would imagine the legislature and the governor will delay in paying those funds back until they have the funding excess in the state budget to do so.
What are these reductions in transit service and shortfalls in budgets due to the state's goals for greenhouse gas reductions?
Well, it's all counterproductive to the environment, to our economy, and to our way of life to see us reduce the support for mass transportation. For years and years, the environmental community, and I also chair the League of Conservation Voters for the region, for years and years, we've been working hard on encouraging more people to use mass transportation to avoid global warming, to avoid congestion, to use less petroleum fuel. And now we've had an upturn in the last decade of transit use. And right in the middle of that upturn, as people are beginning to be reliant on transit, we see this kind of double whammy of increased fees and reduced service. The alternative? There isn't an alternative right now until we have the funding in order to backstop the crisis.
Thanks for your time.
You bet, Sy. Thank you.
Rod Diridon is the executive director for the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State. You can hear this interview again by visiting our website, kqed.org/radionews. I'm Sy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.